Support for this podcast comes from Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. We've all made mistakes on the water, but there's one mistake you shouldn't make: being uninsured. With Progressive Boat Insurance, you can choose coverage for most mistakes you or other boaters could make, helping you float carefree all season long. Quote today, Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one rating based on boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
Save big money on all lawn care products at Menards. Revolutionize your landscaping experience with our dig-free edging, a hassle-free solution that transforms your outdoor space effortlessly. Our innovative edging system is designed for easy setup without disrupting your lawn. Save today on all Mastermark dig-free edging at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Off the ball, rugby.
Obviously, it's a shocking refereeing decision.
The other thing as well, I don't know if anyone picked up on the Bulls' first try. Did no one mention the quick tap taken off your man's knee?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
A much better Galway performance. I know you have to take the opposition into account, but Galway showed a bit of a response last week in Nolan Park.
The last week was too bad to be true, and the boys knew that themselves. And to be fair to me, I don't know, he didn't try to sugarcoat it after the match. It wasn't on. Like, that performance wasn't good enough. Going well in training, didn't he said what we saw in training, didn't get it on the pitch at all. But today was completely different from the start. Like, they showed the hunger, very hungry, fighting for every ball, played great ball and got some great scores, and you know, led by Cathal Mannion, really kind of playing great stuff. You know, we felt it coming up that there was only one change in team. We felt it be a bit more. Malai was kind of a joker out of the pack. Very good hurler, just shows what can happen in training. David Burke kind of rolled back the years. He would have a steadying influence, he'd be the general, kind of the leader of the team. Like, you know, people at home, if they didn't see what it wasn't what the hurling, he's still good hurler, but he kind of directs the fellas all around him. And like, from an early start, we got one or two kind of lucky goals, and yet try block shots that you'd imagine going into the net, but we were up at 8 points at half time, kind of playing well. Then Dahi Burke didn't appear out the second half, was sent off for an instant just before half time. And you'd say, after they come into it, I think after the second half, when they got 4 or 5 points, they will be disappointed because, Galway were always going to play only two inside in, or maybe only one and four and a half forward line. But they were great scores and they outscored awfully in the second half. And at times, you think it was Galway had the 15, which can happen. I just felt like Galway, or after were working the sharp work out, no problem. But then the back got it and he hit it down long, and Galway were gobbling it up. Like, it just wasn't working. So it was the second ball that wasn't working, so that's what they'll have to look at.
I think Galway were looking at the video of Offaly from the league final against Waterford, because they were more than happy, come to the cornerback, then we'll put the press on you. Actually, they turned over two in a minute for the goal for Cahill as well.
Yeah, well, and then you had Conor Whelan, who was having a quiet year to his own side. Today he was back in form again, when he's on form up front, you have Brian Kilcannon really getting back into shape again. Young Malai was going well. See, they were all kind of going well, and the back, then you had Dahi Burke playing very well, gives a fierce solidity to the backs. Fintan Burke going strong all well. Darren Morris, he's made the corner back his own, and the half back then was much better today. Patrick Mannion back to himself, Gavin Leapler, and I suppose the man that really kind of answered the critics today was the wing back Brennan, TJ Brennan.
Like, he flew up in the second.
Yeah, he played very well, and he's been doing great hurling, Fitzgibbon hurling, but hasn't produced it for Galway, and was kind of under pressure. But today he showed the kind of critics what he can do. It was an overall display, and I suppose you'd have to say the work rate and the kind of the commitment on the ball, the work rate, I suppose, should be a given every day. But when you have the skill and have the work rate, you'll be going fairly well.
Support for this podcast comes from Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. We've all made mistakes on the water, but there's one mistake you shouldn't make: being uninsured. With Progressive Boat Insurance, you can choose coverage for most mistakes you or other boaters could make, helping you float carefree all season long. Quote today, Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one rating based on boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
Save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial. Use it on a wide range of wood or metal projects for long-lasting results. Choose from over 50 color options available now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
That's for sure. Are you surprised that Cahill's been on the freeze? I know he missed a penalty. Was a
well, he's a natural hurler. He'd be natural. He could take. No, he doesn't.
He doesn't take for a sub though.
No, no. But he's a very natural hurler. Like when Conor Cooney be on the team, he'd be on the freeze. If it was Evan Ireland, he'd be on the freeze. There'd be a lot of good free takers. That young Malai is a good free taker as well. But like Cahill is a kind of a general. He's one of the older statesmen at this stage. Like you know, but he's very very sure of him. Like you know, and he'll get the 9 out of 10 or 8 out of 10 every time.
We'll see what happens to Dye Burke, whether he can overturn that red card. Michal got a second yellow card late on for protest. As well, what I could see from the incident on the far end of the field, it looked like maybe it was a high hit on Brian Dignan, but very strange, Cyril, that James Owens waited until the start of the second half to show him the record.
Well, the four officials came across. I was saying to the boys, it was like four showdown at the OK Corral, or lads walking into a kind of a bar in a Western. They're going to shoot whoever comes out. Now, to be fair, I'd say to the ref, he told Damien McGrath, I'd say, what he was doing, because Damien back in. So Galway kind of knew they were going to get lads sent off, so they would have themselves organised, and they'd be very much up for the first 10 minutes. Much say, here, lads, we can't let Doughty down. You know, that kind of way. Damien went back in, probably told him what the ref said. Listen, there's a lad gone, so let's be ready for the throw-in.
Because Doughty was doing a fine job in Brian Dignan, who's been a big target man for
Brian has been going very well, has having a great year. But like Doughty, like, didn't get 5 all-stars for nothing, full-back. Like, he's been missing a while, but he's very, very solid. I keep saying to the boys at home, Doughty is capable of playing full-back without a hurl, if you know what I mean. Like, he just knows how to play in it. He'll be a big loss if we can't get him back now the next day.
But a few double-digit defeats across the league and against the Kilkenny game, obviously the last day as well. I suppose two crucial matches coming up now with Wexford and Dublin on the horizon. Are you confident that Galway can still qualify at Leinster from here?
I'd be confident even after the last day. I know we're very poor the last day, but I still think we'll qualify. Like, Galway have a lot of quality players. Like, there's lads on that 26, not on the 26, that could be on a lot of teams. Malai wasn't on the last day. He wasn't on the programme today. You know what I mean? But it does show for the lads in training, say the rest of the 26 or the other 10, that anything can happen. It can be anyone's turn to come on.
Can I ask you just about Offaly before we finish up, because this has been a tricky first couple of games for them. Played very well at Parnell Park last week, conceded 1-4 late on. Today I think they got a bit of a lesson maybe about the physicality and the pace of hurling when you're going from Joe McDonagh to senior.
There is a difference, I would say, between call it Division 1 to Division 2. That's only natural, but like, they've made fantastic strides, and playing at home was a big one. Hadn't been here for a good few years. In
10,000 people here, it felt like a great night,
and the Lee McCarthy, like, that put pressure on them, and I thought they were very nervous. They were making mistakes that they wouldn't usually make, and at this level, if you make a mistake, you pay the price. That's, you know, like, you suffer really. But look at, they're going to progress. Like, they have a good under 20 team coming. The crowd is back following them again, which is a big thing. Like, and you know, they have improved so much the last 2 or 3 years, is unreal.
Yeah, you were covering the 20s a few weeks ago in Ballinasloe for a clubber. Yeah. So Screeny came back in, got a bit of time there. He got a bit of the second half here. He scored 3 points. Just for hurling fans, it's good to see him back.
Yeah, and like, if they get going well, if you have Dignan and say Oisín Kelly inside and Screeny, you could afford to play a 3-man full forward line and let the boys do the high work and let Screeny do the on the ground. Like, they'd be full forward line for anything. Like, it's just a matter of setting a pattern and kind of getting used to playing it. And look, they're good hurlers. They're fit. They're athletic. They'll have better days. Okay, they'll be disappointed, but at this level, as I say, you make a mistake, you usually pay for it at this level.
Well, look, hopefully you enjoyed your night in Tullamore. 225-114 is a good win for Galway, and thanks a million for chatting to us.
Oh yeah, great to be here. Looking forward to the summer.
Support for this podcast comes from Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. We've all made mistakes on the water, but there's one mistake you shouldn't make: being uninsured. With Progressive Boat Insurance, you can choose coverage for most mistakes you or other boaters could make, helping you float carefree all season long. Quote today, Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one rating based on boat market share data from ratefilings.com.